And welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today, he is back, Sam Limhenny. He is the Chief of Shows and Events at the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society, and that means that spring is finally here and the flower show is around the corner. Welcome, Sam.
Thanks, Laura. Thanks for having me back again. I love talking to you.
Last year, it just wasn't the same, was it?
No, it definitely wasn't. We got the show in under the nick of the gun, and I think literally 3 days or the week after the flower show closed, we were at the convention center loading out, and 2 days later, the whole country closed down. So yeah, we just snuck the flower show in last year in March, and then we hit this pandemic, and it's been a very different year, a very crazy year, and it's going to be a very different flower show too.
And of course, with the flower show, it is such a ginormous undertaking. It's the planning for that thing starts the hour that you, well, heck, it starts months before
that, yeah,
the one that's on goes under. And so all this year, you've known that it was going to be a totally different thing this year.
Yeah, we were already planning 2022 or 2021 to be at the convention center in March. And, you know, as April and May came around, we realized that there's probably not a good chance for us to have the show at the convention center in March. Everybody was talking about the second wave, and we definitely had a second wave over the holidays, and coming out of that, keeping social distance and having the, you know, indoor show would just not be the right thing to do. And we probably couldn't even have the show. So we started talking about what could we do and how could we change and what could we do differently to make sure that the show continued on. It's almost 200 years old. It's a huge tradition here in Philadelphia and within the horticulture industry. And we wanted to make sure that we could continue this show and make sure that the COVID didn't get us down, that we were able to get this to happen.
Well, of course, this year, the flower show dates happening in June. It'll be June 5th through the 13th with the Members Day on the 4th this year, and it will be outdoors, as you said, at FDR Park.
Yes.
But before we talk about the show and the venue, because we got to talk about that amazing park, first, let's get some business out of the way. Talk about the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society, its mission, its history,
right,
and then we'll get into the show and what it means to Philadelphia.
Sure. The Philadelphia Flower Show, for those of you who don't know, is our fundraiser for the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society. That's who I work for. That's who produces the Philadelphia Flower Show, and it is a major fundraiser for us to raise funds to support a lot of the programs that we do outside of the flower show. We help to our land care program that helps to beautify and stabilize vacant lots. We have our City Harvest and our Roots to Reentry program that helps get folks back on their feet and growing vegetables and helping to provide vegetables for folks in need. We have our public landscape plan group that works with Parks and Rec and the Fairmount Park Conservancy to help beautify and help improve some of the park settings in the park areas in this city. So we do a lot. We also have a lot of educational programs that our members can take that we provide for to become better horticulturists and understand the impact of horticulture, that it's not only about the beauty, but it's also about the health and well-being of every individual out there, that horticulture and plants really add to that and have an impact on that. And that's something that we're really proud of as a mission. And the Philadelphia Flower Show certainly is a mouthpiece for that, and is definitely a fundraiser. So all the money that you spend on the ticket for the flower show goes right back into helping to support the programs that we do all year round.
And of course, a lot of those programs they support the environment of the region. And before the show began, I mentioned tree canopies.
Yes.
Because we've had tree tenders on over the years, and rain barrel programs, rain garden programs.
Right.
So this year's theme, Habitat, Nature's Masterpiece. Did you choose that before you knew you were going to be outdoors?
Absolutely did. As you said before, we start planning these shows. Actually, our themes we know anywhere from 2 to 3 years in advance, so that we can really do some really great research and some planning around that, make sure we have all the great partners that we need to pull the theme off. And Habitat was picked before. We did look at it and say, would Habitat be the right theme to have at the new outdoor location once we shifted? And of course, it makes complete sense. It actually probably feels a little bit better to be outside with a Habitat theme than it does to be inside. But Habitat is something that we like to want to make sure that everybody knows that plants have a huge impact on your habitat or on your environment and where you live, and can be an impact to individuals within your home or within your garden. Can be an impact to the critters, to the birds, to the bees, to the pollinators, and finding shelter and food to make sure that we have a good resource for them. And it also is a huge impact in the habitat on on our entire neighborhoods and communities. And that really is what PHS is all about. How the much of an impact that plants can have on your community, on your neighbors, and on your neighborhood. It's really important for people to understand that, that even planting one plant has an impact on the environment. It also has an impact on yourself in increasing the well-being of yourself and reducing stress. One indoor plant craze is going nuts right now, and people are realizing how plants have just helped them through the pandemic. And because we've not been able to go outside, and even improving their gardens outside has also played a big role in helping people get through this pandemic. And so we know the impact of plants. I think everybody realized now that through the pandemic, it's unfortunate we had to have an epidemic for people to understand that, but it's certainly something that I think people are now realizing the impact of plants on their personal lives, on their daily lives, and on the lives of everybody in their community.
Your work in our community, speaking of that, it's the plants help cool down neighborhoods.
Sure.
Actually brings the actual physical temperature down, which 100%. And you alluded to stress. That brings the stress down as well. And I know you've had studies that show the impact that it has on the well-being of a community, but also you do your food projects. So
sure.
So it's you know, you play an important role here in this region. And the flower show has been with you since the start. Was that the impetus for the society, or did the society create the idea of the flower show?
No, the society actually was founded 2 years before the very first flower show. So 1827 was when the society was created. And then in 1829 was the first time that they had a flower show. The members of the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society were gathering and talking about plants amongst themselves, and they decided, you know what, this is too good to be holding amongst ourselves. We need the public to understand the importance of plants and the importance of horticulture. And so that's when they started the flower show. And 2 years later, they had the first flower show. It was a very small location, about 200 plants, but was great to showcase some plants that people had never, ever seen before. Poinsettia, the bird of paradise, or just to name two that were introduced to the public for the very first time at that show. That were being grown in this area. So yeah, it definitely is a way to communicate to the public, and that's what we're doing this year. And the flower show is a great way for us to communicate the importance of plants and the importance that it has on your health and well-being every day.
The great botanists of our early years as a nation were part of the founding of you.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It was an outdoor show too, wasn't it? Was the first one outdoors?
Believe it or not, this was the very first time in our history that we can find that we've been outdoors. Every other show has been in an indoor location. It's been in many different locations. We actually owned our own building for a number of years. Actually, one burned down and we built it again, and then it burned down again, and then we didn't build it again. But this is we had it at the old Civic Center, which is more recent. I think people can remember that. We're at the Convention Center now. We've actually held the flower show at the Academy of Music, believe it or not, at certain times. And so it has the only research that we can find is that it's been in indoor locations. And so that's an interesting – you would think that through our history that we would have been outside at least once or twice. But we usually take – our historians have always taken really good notes and have documented our history, and we can't find that it's been outside. So this is the very first time in its history, almost 200 years, that it would be outside.
Well, let me scratch out my next question about the return to outdoors.
I
would have assumed that.
Well, we could talk about
outdoors.
Returning to the outdoors because of the pandemic, right? I mean,
right,
this is something to look forward to. This is probably going to be the first major event in this region that people can get outside and feel safe and get back in touch with nature. And this is just a great opportunity for people to, and something to really look forward to in June.
So you started out with the idea of habitat, nature's masterpiece, though, when you assumed you were going to be inside. Well, now that you know you're outside, did you shift? Did it change the philosophy of what you were going to do with the design, or who you would invite to showcase, or you know, setting out the events?
Yeah. So being outside and being in this great location, the backdrop of FDR Park has allowed us to have this amazing borrowed, which we're calling a borrowed landscape from FDR Park, these majestic trees. It's an Olmsted Dot design park, so it's actually a beautifully designed park, has some great architecture, and it really has allowed us to think about the show a little differently than we have at the convention center. It's a much bigger size because of making sure that we're having safe spacing and social distancing, so we've looked for a much bigger size and footprint. But it's also allowed us to look at the content of the flower show and how we would lay that out. And PHS is all about the gardener and communicating to the gardener and making people better gardeners. And the flower show is going to speak to the gardeners no matter what level you're at, no matter what kind of interest you have as a gardener. Some people love just indoor plants. Some people love to grow vegetables. Some people love to have pollinator gardens. Some people just love to have beautiful cut flower or flower gardens. So we're going to have something, a little bit of something for everybody at this flower show. We took an opportunity to look at the gardener and how some of the major styles and interest in gardening. We are creating, and looking at our content as well, we are creating three different districts within the flower show. The first district is our plant district, and that's where our horticort, this is where all the award-winning plants will be located and that you see every year when you come to the flower show. It's also where our plant-specific vendors are going to be, like Waldor orchids and Jean Amand bulbs and star roses will be in that location. Burpee seeds will be there. So these are a way to showcase some really great specific plants. All of our plant societies will be there as well. So if you're really interested, this is, I like to say that this section is for the person who has that plant geek inside of them. We all have it. We just don't know about it. But we all have a plant geek inside of us that love to grow plants. And that this is that section in that area where you can learn all about the plants and become a better gardener or indoor plant gardener. The second section is our gardener district. And the gardener district is really about those who love to get their hands dirty, love the DIY gardener, loves to plant vegetables, plant those pollinator gardens, get out into nature, get out and really put their hands in the soil, hands in the dirt, and feel one with nature. And we have a lot of different things in this area. All of our educational exhibits, the university schools, we have our competitive classes there. They'll show you how to do small space gardening for rooftops, for garden rooms, small. We have a public garden category this year called hell strips. Everybody know what a hell strip is? Hell strip is when you live in the city or live in a neighborhood, that piece of grass or a piece of turf that lives between the sidewalk and the road. You know, that little is probably maybe 2-3 feet wide, across your neighborhood or your property. But we're going to show you how to plant that up and how to have some fun with that and make it so you don't have to mow it anymore. So this will be fun. And then our PHS Gardeners Green will be the centerpiece to this area. We're really showcasing and highlight all the great things that you can learn and get involved in with PHS as part of as being a gardener and learning more to be a better gardener. And you can sign up as a member because you get access to a lot of great programming and a lot of great information as being a member at PHS. So we're really wanting you to come to the flower show, but and there's some great packages on board, which we can talk a little bit later about signing up to be a member. And then the last section is our centerpiece of the show. This is our design district. This is really all about the inspiration and the wow factor that the flower show always delivers. Those grand landscape designs, those beautiful floral designs, and those exhibitors, designers that come from all over. This year, we've focused on our designers and bringing all of the designers from the U.S. this year. Traveling from Europe or traveling from Asia, you know, we had some folks that we wanted to invite, but travel is going to be a little bit of a challenge, and we have to commit. These designers have to commit months in advance to make sure they get all the right plants and all the right design work that they need to do. So having somebody come from afar this year was not something that we could do, but all of which I think we're really proud of this is that all of the designers are from the U.S. And this show highlighting and showcasing great designs here from the U.S. This is the U.S.'s flower show, right? This is going to be a great experience. All these great designers are going to come and showcase their talents and their creativity. We have a great diverse list of designers from women, from people of color that really are going to share some different stories and different ways that they can communicate and share their design stories with everybody at the flower show. So we're very excited about that. These wow factor gardens. The floral designers this year have a little bit of a challenge. We're keeping them outside. And so use of fresh cut flowers is going to be a little bit of a challenge there. So they might use a few, but using lots of great textures and great living plants and branches and fabrics and different colors to create these wonderful sculptures out of floral and using their creativity in a very different way than the landscape designers have. So we're excited about something very different at the show, and you're going to see some really great things. And the gardener is going to really be you're going to leave definitely a better gardener no matter what level you come to the show.
I've got to ask it. Every year I ask, well, you know, weatherman has never favored the flower show.
Now the new four-letter word for us is?
Rain.
Rain, right.
Yeah. And when you said that you were keeping them outdoors, and I'm thinking about those beautiful plants that come out, you know, those lovingly maintained beautiful plants that are on the horticort each year.
Yes.
How are you going to treat them? Will you be building some structures
for
them?
So we do have some tent structures that we're working to create. The horticort will definitely be in an indoor location and protecting those beautiful plants that they're always protected anyway. in the greenhouses and the areas that they're grown in from the gardeners that produce them and the horticulturists that produce them. But so that will be inside. The floral designs will be outside. The landscape designs will be outside. This is a rain or shine event. Gardeners understand that rain is essential to gardening. It's essential to the life of the plants. And so, you know what? Rain might be part of the flower show. We hope that there's no major storms, but if there is a little bit of drizzle, bring your umbrella, bring your wellies, and you can walk around the flower show and enjoy that in the rain. Chelsea does it. I know the other flower shows do it. So we're gonna be there, hopefully, to make sure that everything comes to life. And again, being outdoors, the plants are going to grow, right? You think everybody thinks that, but coming the first weekend at the convention center, and then by the last weekend, our folks do a great job of maintaining those plants to make you think that things are perfect and beautiful every minute. And there's a lot of maintenance that goes into that. On the outdoor show, different kind of maintenance, because we have to prune. We may have to, because things are going to grow in those 10 days that we're outside in the sun and if it rains. So we're excited about the challenges there, and excited about all the great new plants that we can showcase as well, too, because of the different season that we're going to be in.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Everything had to be forced before for this.
Correct. So, still doing a little bit of forcing, because there's definitely some plants that I think the designers are going to want to showcase and highlight that might not be blooming at that specific time in June. So we still have that forcing that's going on at the show, which we're always proud of that our show has that as a part of it. But it opens up the doors to a lot more plants that the designers have never really had the chance to work with. All of our existing designers are like kids in a candy store now, thinking and looking through the plants and trying to decide what are the best plants that they can have in their garden. And they are going to showcase some really fun and different, interesting plants this year.
Well, and at the convention center, obviously, you haul in the dirt. Here, are they going to actually dig in the dirt, or will they, again, bring in dirt and soil to create their landscapes?
So great question, Laura. It's a little bit of both, actually. We've been talking with our designers and working with them through this whole process and our contractors to understand what we think would be the best way, the most economical, what's the most efficient way to do it as well, and also working with Parks and Rec to do this as well, because we are working in some of the turf areas down there. The thing is that we're going to allow the designers to dig a little bit to bury some of the larger tree balls to make sure from a safety standpoint that they stand up and can not fall over. But then we will also be bringing in soil and mulch to cover and hide some of the balls and plant above the ground as well. So we're going to do a little bit of a hybrid this year. So we'll see how that goes. And I think you're going to love it. Some of the terrain, though, that some of these designers are getting, the elevations that they're designing into their gardens is pretty special. It's pretty spectacular. You're not going to see flat gardens anywhere in this flower show. It's going to be pretty fun.
If you're just joining us, this is Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us again, Sam Lemhenny. He is the Chief of Shows and Events for the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society. And you've revamped your website so everything can now finally be found at one wonderful site, and that is phsonline.org. phsonline.org. You'll find out information about the fabulous flower show June 5th through the 13th, with Members Day on June 4th. You'll find out about membership, all of their educational opportunities and environmental tips that they have for you all through the year. I want to talk about the park, but let's just talk overall about the impact of the flower show, because this is a major thing for us. This sucker really draws people to Center City, Philadelphia, and now it'll draw them still to Center City, Philadelphia.
Absolutely. In South Philly, that's
just
all,
South Philly. But the impact for us, it's not just educating us knuckleheads all through the year about what to do, but you have a big punch to our economy. And this year, I think you're the impetus for some improvements to the park, too. You alluded to Parks and Rec. And so let's talk a little bit about what you do for the city money-wise and development-wise.
Yeah, economic development of this event exceeds $60 million every year. I mean, the amount of folks that come to the show, take transportation, parking, food, beverage, hotels, jobs, and all adds up to about $60 million. Actually, it's more than that right now, closer to 70. But it is really an amazing economic driver for this event. It is a 9-day event, almost covers 2 weekends. So if you are coming from afar and you want to stay in the hotel, it's a great way to help out our hoteliers who are needing it right now and staying safe and keeping everything safe for you there. But our restaurants are benefiting from this as well, too. We have a lot of food and beverage at the Flower Show, and we're working with a number of local vendors and local restaurants to provide some of the food at the Flower Show. So that'll be exciting. And you talked about FDR Park. The FDR Park is part of the Parks and Rec system, Fairmount Park system. We have a great relationship with the Parks and Rec folks. We've been working with them for years. Catherine Ott-Lovell, who's the commissioner now, has been a huge supporter. The Parks and Rec team has been on our side and right by our side, actually helping to plan this event to make sure that it can happen, because we were doing all this work within a year. And they've been great partners with us. And we're excited about some of the things we're going to do in the park. We've cleaned up a lot of trees. It's actually happening as we speak right now. A lot of the tree work down there from the storm last year was still damaged. And Justin DeBerardinas is doing a great job of cleaning it up. And we've just helped him speed that process up. So we're excited about some of that leave behind work. We're going to be able to reseed most of the turf areas and provide some great lawn and turf areas down there for folks. And obviously, there's a lot of cleanup. Some of the graffiti that's on some of the architecture down there, we're going to be able to pressure wash and clean up down there as well. We're going to work with Justin DeBerardinas and the Friends of FDR Park and some of our volunteers. We're going to do some work days down there to help clean up and pick up trash and get the site all ready. Working with Parks and Rec, we're going to redo a lot of the walkways that are in the site of the flower show. So redoing some of the walkways that have gotten, you know, just over the years of wear and tear and use. This park is well used and extremely popular by the folks in South Philly. They call it the Lakes, Laura. I learned that really early on, that the FDR Park is called the Lakes by the people who are in the know. So I just want to make sure and give a shout out to those in South Philly who know it as the Lakes, and people that grew up there fishing and swimming in the lakes. We have that. And then also, the Parks and Recs see this as an opportunity with the Fairmount Park Conservancy to really elevate the master plan that they've created. And it has been a master plan that they've dreamed and had a vision for a while. And I think the Flower Show will help call some attention to that. And it's a well-needed improvements that are happening. And I think they just received a lot of money, or they're going to turn the green light on some improvements after the Flower Show of how to make this park even better for the visitors. So we're excited about being that part of that process and helping Parks and Recs to make this park the best it can be, in this treasure that it truly is.
So let's now talk about visiting it.
Yes.
And parking and getting there. Tell us a little bit about how we should go.
Yeah,
how do we get there this year?
You got it.
And then tell us, I'm going to keep you going here, because you're just going to talk going. And then what's going to be happening on each individual day?
Oh, cool. Special events. All right. So how you get there. The reason we picked this site was because of the easy access that it has, right? It's near the sports complex. It's right off of 95. So people from the south and the north can actually get to this very easily by traveling on 95. You can also take public transportation. The Broad Street line ends at NRG station there, right at Broad and Patterson. So you can take public transportation here. You can Uber there. There's tons of parking. Obviously, we're working with the sports complex as well as the folks over at the NovaCare lot and the Naval Hospital lot. Lots of parking for folks who want to drive and have access to that. There will be some games going on, some things that are happening at the sports complex. So we're working with the Phillies. Maybe you can come to the flower show during the day, and we close at 7. So at 7 o'clock, you can walk over to the Phillies game and go see a Phillies game. So you can have flowers during the day and baseball at night. It would be a great day. In my world, that would be a great day. So that's how you get to the flower show, and you can park there. We'll have trolleys and shuttles coming from the parking lots to get you to the opening gate of the show. So you don't have to walk, if those of you who can walk, or if you can't walk and need some assistance, we'll be providing shuttles to get you back and forth to the parking area. So that is a good little bit of a convenience that we're having for folks that come to the show. And then you wanted to talk about special events. So our big event that we're having, which is a big fundraiser that we have, is our party in the garden that will happen on that first Saturday of the night. This is our big fundraiser of the year for the flower show. It is a high ticket, or a ticket dollar, but you get so much for this. You get to come and see the show. You get to get dressed up in your famous, in your world-class haute couture suit and clothes and outfit. You get this amazing food. We're working with Spectra and the Brulee catering to provide all the food for that night. And so it will be a spectacular fun night, and we'll have entertainment. You can do dancing in the garden. You can see all the great gardens and really take that in. On the last Saturday of the show, the 12th, is our Flowers After Hours party. And this is an area, a party that has become pretty popular as a dance party. It's a little or different fun for a younger audience for this area. And again, you get to see the garden. You get to have some great tastes and treats that you can sample, as well as you get this year. I think we're providing a free drink as well. So you can get a free drink with us at the FDR Park this year for Flowers After Hours, and a great entertainment package for that. And maybe a surprise at the end of the night. We'll have to see how that goes.
There's lots of events throughout, though. Make and take.
That's right. So these are things that you can do inside the show. You have our butterfly room, which our butterfly experience is always popular. You get to come in and interact with the butterflies at Butterflies Live. We actually have a picnic basket this year you can buy ahead of the show and pick it up while you're at the show and have a picnic for two people. There is an alcohol version and a non-alcohol version for that. So if you're interested in having a picnic with some wine, which I typically am, you can go to our website, see all these things, and really bring that, have an interesting, unique experience at the Flower Show and have a picnic with your special someone or your family.
This has opened up so many opportunities for you by being outdoors.
Yes. Yeah, we've had a great time planning, and our creative team has done an amazing job. I have to shout out to my team. This show typically takes about 18 months, and we are producing this brand new Flower Show, something we've never done before, outdoors in less than a year. And our show's team has been pretty spectacular in the amount of work that they're doing. You know, they're under a lot of pressure to pull this off, and I can't thank them enough for all the work that they've done. And again, I can't thank all the volunteers too that come and help us and that they've been working behind the scenes this year. You can imagine how much time and effort it has taken to shift to this outdoor location and change all the things that we're doing. And the volunteers have really helped us as well too.
Going back to the events, we can find the complete show schedule on your website.
Absolutely. PHSonline.org is the place to find all the information. You can see all the great experiences you can do, see all the great gardens and designs. We have some of the renderings are up on the website right now. And that full schedule is there. And you can buy tickets right from that website as well, too. So that's an important thing. Make sure you get your tickets early because it is going to be a time ticket. You have to pick the day that you're coming, and you also have to pick either the AM shift or PM shift that you're coming. This is really in lieu of making sure that everybody's safe and we can do a capped attendance. So there will be days that sell out. So if you really want that special day, you know the day you're coming, make sure you get on there and buy your tickets now because these days will sell out.
Okay. And now let's get into membership quickly. We're running out of time. Membership. What does that do for you and volunteering and getting involved with PHS throughout the year?
Sure. Volunteers are really the basis behind this show to be successful, as well as PHS to be successful. We rely a lot on our volunteers to help us expand and increase the capacity of our program so that we can bring them to as many people as we possibly can through education, through cleanups, through helping us to maintain the gardens up at Meadowbrook Farm. It really runs the gamut of things that you can do to get involved with PHS. So if you're looking for a volunteer opportunity, you're looking to be outdoors, this is a great combination and be volunteer with PHS. And the Flower Show certainly needs volunteers. And you can go right to the website, phsonline.org, and go to the volunteer section and be able to sign up right then and there. You can sign up for shifts. There are shifts open right now, and you can sign up specific for those shifts for the Flower Show. So we encourage you to do that, and we need you to do that because that's how we bring these programs and this Flower Show to life. Membership is also another great way to get involved. Membership is a way to be a part of the PHS family, be a part of helping to improve the neighborhoods and improve the health and well-being of individuals through the programs that we do. The membership dollars go to support all of that work that we do. And you also get special, you know, privileges and special bonuses at the Flower Show. We have a members lounge that you can go and relax in and have great comfy seats in. We also have some great ticket packages that you can see online. If you're a member, you can become a member and get those great ticket values and ticket packages that we have. But it's also great to have all the educational opportunities and programs that we offer throughout the year as well that are existing for members. So great way to become involved with PHS all throughout the year and not just during Flower Show time, but sign up as a member and you can be with us.
Well, here, bring us home. Give us the location, the times, the dates, and then remind us that we find all of this at phsonline.org.
You got it. So the dates are the public dates, June 5th through the 13th, the first week in June. It will be outdoors at FDR Park right there abroad in Patterson down in South Philadelphia, a beautiful site that we're excited about being at. We can't wait to see you. We want you to be there, and we want you to buy your tickets early and often so you can make sure you can be there. And we look forward to seeing you. All the details at phsonline.org for anything, any of that information that we talked about today.
From the events that happen each day to membership and the value that you get from that to how to volunteer for it, go to phsonline.org. That's for the great big, what year is this?
It's The 193, I believe, yeah.
The 193rd Philadelphia Flower Show from the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society this year. Habitat, Nature's Masterpiece, June 5th through the 13th. Again, find all the information about it at phs.org. And my guest today, Sam Lemhenny, he is the Chief of Shows and Events for the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society. Sam, welcome. Thank you for coming back this year.
Thanks for having me, Laura. Every year I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you at the show. You always come every year, so I look forward to seeing you there as well.
Love it to death. Again, June 5th through the 13th at FDR Park, the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society's 193rd Annual Philadelphia Flower Show, Habitat, Nature's Masterpiece. Again, Sam, thanks for being here. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.